This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Puddings are something we need to talk about because your chocolate roulade has been looking at me now since about 10:15. This is a good alternative to the Christmas pudding that not everybody really likes. How do you go about making this one, Mary?
Well, I made it yesterday,
yeah.
And it's one of the favourites that I make, and everybody seems to like it. It's a fairly classic recipe, and I use plain chocolate in it, and I don't use an expensive plain chocolate. I use one about 38%.
So that's really not one of the expensive ones, is it?
Well, no. Well, I find it isn't quite the consistency I want, and sometimes it's a little bit sharp.
Mm.
And so I make it with 175 grams of plain chocolate, 175 grams of caster sugar, 6 eggs, and a couple of tablespoonfuls of cocoa. Now, the cocoa stabilises it because it has no flour in. And so you make a meringue to start with, just whipping the egg whites. Lift that out of the mixing bowl, because you do need an electric mixer. Then you put the eggs and the sugar, and you beat it until it's nice and thick. And you melt the chocolate slowly. You don't get it too hot. And then you pour the chocolate into the yolks that have now foamy with the sugar. Then you fold in the egg
whites. Now, is that the dangerous bit where it could all go wrong?
It shouldn't go wrong at all. It is easier to add quite a big dollop of the whisked egg whites into that mixture so that it slackens it down.
Yeah.
And then you just fold it all together. And it's quite quick to make.
Yes, I mean,
put it in
that.
A big roasting in a large, about 13x9 Swiss roll tin.
Yeah.
You could even do it in your roasting tin. Tricky part is rolling, and I didn't think I'd do it here because it might make a mess of this beautiful studio.
Beautiful studio.
So I've rolled it up so it's a nice spiral, and when you're rolling it up,
yes,
having spread it with whipped cream, about half a pint, make a real cut at the end and roll it like a Catherine wheel. And then look at it, it's all cracked. It should be cracked. A little bit of icing sugar over the top there.
Yes, it is a thing of absolute beauty, that. And you're just putting a little sprig of holly on the top. We're going to have to take a photograph, a tweet pic, I think, of that at the end of the programme to put out on Twitter. Can I just have a tiny slice?
Of course you can.
We mustn't forget
that mulled wine. I haven't put the...
No, don't worry. I'm looking for a slug of that as well.
Was it a small piece?
Well, relatively small. Now, the roulade is predictably delicious, Mary, so thank you very much. And the full recipe is on the Woman's Hour website.
If you notice, I trimmed off the ends because Paul, my husband, was in the kitchen yesterday morning and he said, "Where's that going?" And so I did trim off the ends so he could taste it.
He's had some.
Just to tidy the ends, and he said, "Well, can I have some more cream with it?"
You say your poor husband. How many men do you think would swap places with your husband? There must be one of the most well-fed men in the country. Here's right on cue. Here's my glass of mulled wine. Now, there isn't any brandy in this, is there? But Oh, there is.
Mary,
I have responsibilities.
No, it was not a lot of brandy. I should think the half a teaspoon, because that's just one glass.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Has that warmed you up?
It has.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.